I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you can tell by the way I used my voice, I'm a woman's man. 94 WIP on a Saturday morning here at the Borgata. The line is 8.5 at the sports book here at the Borgata. The Eagles, an 8.5-point underdog. Started at 9, and it bounces a little bit from 8, 8.5. Has not gone below 8. 8's actually not a football number. So it's kind of an irrelevant number. Now, if it goes to 7, that means something. Just the way they're betting. But we'll talk about that today. I heard Dick Vermeil again predicted the Eagles. I think he predicted the Eagles will win the game. If this game was played in Philadelphia, there'd be no question about it. The Eagles would win the game. The road is a tough place to play in this round of the playoffs. Obviously, the first week, 3 of the 4 road teams won, but that happened the previous year as well, I believe. That's when road teams win, because the wild card round, you're not playing the better teams in the playoffs. The Saints are the number one seed, and they deserve to be the number one seed because they played that well. But they haven't played as well since the game they beat the Eagles. And everybody points to the Cowboys beating the Saints. Well, that was the week after. It was on the road. It was not a good spot. That was not the Saints team that played the Eagles. If the Saints played the Cowboys again, and everybody hopes that doesn't happen in a couple of different ways, if the Saints played the Cowboys again, the Saints would absolutely positively win the game. But Sunday is the game that people worry about. I know everybody in Philadelphia, I think when they think the Eagles are going to win, I think they hope the Eagles are going to win. I'm telling you, it's a tough game. It's really, 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 really a tough game because of the spot that they're in. And I don't know why history has shown that teams that play many consecutive weeks on the road normally don't win. Eagles are the third straight road game. To get to the Super Bowl, they have to play 4 straight road games. But I believe the team that wins this game between the Eagles and the Saints will go to the Super Bowl. And that means if the Eagles win this game, I believe they win the game next week, and then they go to the Super Bowl. But they got to take care of this game first. I saw the Eagles made it official. And people still continue to have this discussion of Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. And will Carson dress? I think we all know right now that Carson Wentz, because he's not practiced for how many weeks? What was it? 5, 6 weeks, it would be difficult for him to play. So that conversation should end somewhere along the way. The conversation of who should be the quarterback next year will not end through next season. It will continue through next season. But right now, as I've said, and I've said this on the air, people should just enjoy the moment. Enjoy what they have. Nick Foles is, that's a And I believe him. A lot of times when players speak, it's just a lot of nonsense. Not from Nick Foles. It is real. And he is playing for the moment. And he is playing to play one more game in an Eagles uniform because he knows what the situation is. There's not many teams. I'm trying to think of the last team that may have faced a situation with a quarterback dilemma like the Eagles, like the fans think the Eagles have. And it's a, obviously it was a good situation to have, but everybody in football knows who the quarterback should be for the Eagles next year, and they will proceed after the season. But right now, you just got to enjoy the moment. Nick Foles is playing really well. Wasn't his best game last week, but it was a good game. He made plays when he had to. Two interceptions, but one of them was really tough. One of them was not a good pass. But I think the Eagles, I think it's impossible to play the perfect game. I think it's really impossible to play the perfect game. But I think the Eagles have to play as close to perfect as possible to win this game. And if they do that, I think they will win the game. It's a tough. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40. Statistically, history said the Eagles weren't supposed to win last week's game. So history doesn't always repeat itself, but it's a gauge. I don't know that they're, and last week, as long as they don't get behind two scores, and they ran the ball, and they didn't run it successfully last week, but they ran the ball. And kept it honest. And this run-pass option to have it close to 50-50, I don't think is a good thing in this game because I believe you're going to have to score points. I don't think you're going to have to score in the 30s. I think both teams will score in the 20s. But you're still going to have to score points. And running the football, I mean, the simple theory is it keeps the other team off the field. It does if you are successful. That's the most important thing. It does if you are successful. They weren't last week. They got to have a little more success this week, but everybody's got to play the same way they're playing. Defense is playing great. And people look for the reason that the Eagles are playing is their numbers over the last six games are mind-boggling. They lead the NFL in some. They're in the top three in others, both offensively and defensively. In the last six games, they have not allowed a team to score on their first drive. And that was a problem earlier in the year. And it hasn't been a problem over the last six games. Interesting that when you think about it, the Eagles, if they win the coin toss, when they've won the coin toss, they've always deferred and given the other team the ball first. You think in this situation, do you really want to give the ball to New Orleans first? And the Eagles will. There's no question in my mind they will. If they win the coin toss, they will defer and try to shut Drew Brees and the Saints down. And that's a hard thing to do, but they do it on the first series. It gives them a little energy. And all this revenge stuff, I think, is overstated and overblown. I don't think that game means much because it's a different Eagles team. It's not even the same team. They're so much better. They have players that are in this game that weren't in that game. Golden Tate. It was only his second game with the Eagles, and he had to learn pretty much an entire new offense. Golden Tate, and I'll run down the numbers, against the Saints, over the last three times he's played the Saints, have been phenomenal. So I can't see why they wouldn't use Golden Tate. So we'll talk about that. What do you think it will take for the Eagles to win? And I know people are pumped up and people excited, and they should be excited. The fact that the Eagles are playing in their second playoff game, when you look back midway through the season, pretty difficult to imagine that this would happen. The Phillies today, Phillies are so far in the background with this with the free agent challenges that they have. They signed a good relief pitcher last week, David Robertson. It got maybe 5 minutes of interest, and I'm being a little sarcastic, but not much. They meet with Bryce Harper today. Hasn't been much discussion about that. They meet with Bryce Harper in Las Vegas. And there was a report out, and I would be unbelievably shocked if this report came to be true, that they believe, the report said, the belief is that the Phillies will sign Bryce Harper today. I don't think there's any chance. Like I said, I would be totally shocked. Any chance that they could sign Bryce Harper today, because you know Scott Boras, in running this dog and pony show, will parade him around and try to get more money from somebody else. Now, the other teams don't know what, each team doesn't know what the other team is offering. So, Scott Boras can try to con these other teams, but I would believe that that would be fake news. The Phillies would rather have Machado, although they would take either one. So that's on the table today. And what obviously has to be on the table today, how could the Sixers lose at home to a team that sucks? The Atlanta Hawks are a bad, I could say, well, they're not a good basketball team. No, they are a bad basketball team. Bad. I mean, not even close to a good basketball team. And they lost to them. The Sixers gave up 69 points in the second half to the Atlanta Hawks. Are you kidding me? You have to be kidding me. And then Jimmy Lyon, I mean, Jimmy is just such a, hey, I understand being a homer, but Jimmy's supposed to give you reality after the game. I couldn't take it anymore. Oh, this is a good defensive team, the Sixers. No, they're not a good defensive team. And everybody, I don't care what statistically is said, they are not a good defensive team. And when they get in the big games, they're going to lose, and this wasn't even a big game. Defense will kill them. How do you give up 69 points to Atlanta in the second half? They're saying it's good. Another irrelevant number last night was Ben Simmons. And with, 2 seconds left, he got his triple-double, which again is irrelevant. They lost. It's become in the NBA one of the more irrelevant statistics. More and more players are getting triple-doubles, and it means nothing. It means nothing when Ben Simmons is on the floor, the team is minus 12 to Atlanta. The worst player on the floor for the Sixers in the plus-minus category was Wilson Chandler at minus 14, and Ben Simmons was minus 12. So what good is your triple-double? What good is it? And he's got, and he says the team is soft, and then Jimmy Butler says, no, they're not soft. They're just, what they are is they're not soft. They're just poor defensively. soft. I mean, Ben Simmons is not the guy that should be rolling that out there, because I don't think his defense is very good either. All right, we'll talk about that as well. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. On your cell phones, if you're on the AT&T service that I'm on, it is #9494. And if you're on Verizon, it is #9494 as well. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, where people, I'm sure, will be betting all the NFL games, and certainly the Eagles. WIP Sports Time is now 8:16. WIP. I'm Howard Eskin here at the Borgata. You know, the Eagles have kind of put so many of the sports in town. All the sports have been put in the background. Spring training starts. In less than a, what's today's date? In about a month. Pitchers and catchers report in about a month. There's a ton of free agents still out there. And the Eagles have just put, and the team that they've really put in the background, the Flyers are as close to irrelevant. Well, when you lose eight in a row, it's kind of a shame. When you consider the biggest story out of the Flyers is that stinking mascot, Gritty. That's unbelievable. When your mascot is the biggest story out of the Flyers, obviously, you know, you've got some issues. You really do have some issues. All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. I really am kind of by why they... And I spoke to you earlier in the season. I am not a big fan of Vaitai or Seumalo. Why did they replace, and I know it's the coach's evaluation, but why did they replace Wisniewski with Seumalo since they were having such good continuity? And I think that, and you said this before, continuity is very important on that line. He hadn't played in four games, and I know he did okay last week, but
he actually graded out well.
Well, there actually, were people on your station that said he did horrible, Hollis Thomas.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm telling you, the coaches are the ones that sit in front of the game tapes, and they're the ones that evaluate him. Do you think, now let me ask you a simple, obvious question. Do you think, and Wisniewski has done a nice job for him as a backup. Okay, do you think if Wisniewski was better?
Okay.
Or I'll rephrase the question. Do you think they wouldn't play who they think is the best player at the left guard spot?
People in there.
Yeah.
I just hope they're doing the right thing, and I'm going to have to trust them. I got no choice.
Well, yeah, but and they want the best player in there.
Okay.
They want the best player in there. Why wouldn't they want the best player in there?
Can I ask you another question too, as well? I can't think of his name. His name escapes me. The draft pick that they got from the Northwest, the quarterback that's always injured with the hamstring, the big talented guy. I can't think of his name now.
From who? From which team?
He's from Washington. They drafted him.
The cornerback. Oh, I thought you said cornerback. Sidney Jones?
Corner.
Sidney Jones. Yeah.
Yeah, Sidney Jones. Now, I was reading somewhere that he was actually the highest-rated guy on the board. Now, when he comes back, I know he's been injured. Should the fans set the expectation for him to be better than the cornerback on New Orleans? I think his name is Lambert or something like that. Because that's where my expectation is, that he better be better than him because he was rated higher, and he's bigger, faster, stronger. What's his situation.
Avante Maddox has played great, so he's going to be.
I mean, for next year in the future, I'm talking about next year.
I think there's a good chance. I don't think he'll start at corner next year, Sidney Jones.
Okay.
Anything, he'll play in the slot.
Wasn't he rated higher than the New Orleans quarterback that made Pro Bowl in the draft? Wasn't he rated?
Well, yeah, better? He was until he got hurt. Hey, listen, just because you're rated higher,
I know,
doesn't mean
my expectation was really high.
Yeah, just because you're rated higher doesn't mean that
I know
that you're better. Yeah, I mean, you understand that. I mean, it's
I understand, but it's just disappointing. He's been disappointing. That's all.
LeBlanc has played well.
Oh yeah,
but he's a backup player. But he's played well for him. I mean,
I was a Jim Schwartz a critic. He's done a wonderful job.
The people that killed Jim Schwartz.
More, but not with Breeze, because he's just a technician out
there. Well, yeah, everybody wants to blitz, but when you blitz, what's a little bit more? When you blitz,
like 5% more, five or, you know, maybe
5%. I don't know. It's just they've done a good job over the last six weeks.
Yeah.
So why do you want to blitz more?
All right, I just don't like them.
It's not good quarterbacks. Against Breeze.
Sure.
Breeze knows it's coming. So and he gets it out fast. You get hurt with guys like that.
The thing that frustrates a lot of fans is when we see the first down marker over there, and then the corners are playing behind there.
No. Hold it.
Okay.
You may not like it, but they play even with the sticks. They play to the sticks. They don't play behind the sticks. And I don't know that I like them playing to the sticks. But a lot of times I've seen, or some of the time, I don't know if it's a lot of time, they play back there because they know where it is, and then they close a little bit when they try to read what the play is. So, but they're not playing behind the sticks.
Well,
so just got to relax. They're trying to do.
He's supposed to be that cover corner, I think.
But he's not.
Not now. But will he? Can you see him if he gets healthy? Can you see him being in that role?
I don't. I don't know that. And thanks for the call. I don't know that I can answer that question. I actually don't know if I can answer that question. You would hope, because he's got speed. You would hope that. And a lot of times the first year, remember how people killed Brandon Graham the first year? And look how terrific a player he's become. You can't base everything on first impressions or a rookie year by a player. Because a rookie year is usually unfair for different reasons. Yeah, am I disappointed in Sidney Jones? Sure I am. And people should be. The Eagles, I'm sure, are disappointed in Sidney Jones. The injuries, sometimes you got to play through some of those injuries. So there's different things to certainly look at. But, you know, people killed Jim Schwartz. For all the people that killed Jim Schwartz, and I have a friend, and he's so ridiculous in his text messages. He's such a hater. And people were haters. Absolute haters of Jim Schwartz. Haters. Such a hater. But all those people that criticize Jim Schwartz, he's terrible in his team defensively, and they don't do this, and they don't do that. Look at the team they had. Guys that weren't in an NFL uniform a couple of weeks before for some of those games. So I think sometimes you got to relax a little bit. For those people that killed Jim Schwartz, I want your apology. Now, I say that, and Drew Brees could do some damage today, but the coach can only coach the players he has, and the players they have to make plays. They're the ones that have to make plays. Let's go to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, good morning.
Hey, King, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you imagine the scene, King, that we go tomorrow and beat the Saints, and then we go next week and beat the Cowboys? Can you imagine that scene? I mean, these are two teams that Carson Wentz totally embarrassed us this year. And we go with Nick Foles and we win these games.
Whoa. What did you just say? Carson Wentz embarrassed you?
He embarrassed us with these teams this year.
No, he didn't. First of all, he was down 17-0 against the Saints, and he didn't have a good game. He had a bad game. Okay.
It was a bad game.
The Dallas game, he didn't play well for 2.5 quarters, and then he played well, and they went into overtime. But to say that he embarrassed him, you are overstating the fact. And what the other thing is, what makes you think the Cowboys are going to beat the Rams?
I think the Cowboys are going to beat the Rams, and it's going to be the Cowboys and the Eagles next week, and we're going to beat them.
Well, whoever wins the game between the Eagles and the Saints, I think wins next week. I think the team that wins this game wins next week. But I don't want the I don't want the Cowboys to win. I don't want the Cowboys to win at all. No, stop. Stop. Just because
I got a feeling it's going to be us and them.
Well, it takes something for it. You know, there's probably something at the drugstore you can find.
I like it because we're going to beat them.
Yeah, but I don't want them to even play. I want them to get beat. Because then we'll have to listen to a week of those stinking Cowboys fans. They're losers. The Cowboys fans are losers.
This is a different team under Nick Foles, King.
It's a different team under a lot of different things. It's not Nick Foles has played really well, but he's had a better offense. He's had a better offensive line, and Nick Foles has done a great job. A great job. You can't even take away.
Great.
And I wouldn't.
Super job.
But they have the offensive line's playing better. Golden Tate is now familiar with the offense, and he adds to it. The running back, Darren Sproles, is back, which he wasn't for most of the time with Carson Wentz, and he's back with Foles. The defense doesn't allow the other team to get two-score leads. If you get a two-score lead, your game plan changes. And that's the one thing that the Eagles didn't have to worry about because their defense was better. So
even
there's a lot of things that
better.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things.
Under Nick Foles, yes.
Yeah. Well, he's played better. I mean, he played well at times with Carson Wentz was injured. Carson Wentz didn't have his best year. But it's for people to just bury Carson Wentz because of what's happened this year. Remember, the rest of the team wasn't very good either.
Yes, but...
No buts. I mean, Nick Foles has played great. But it's not just Nick Foles. Nick Foles has done great. Absolutely great. It's amazing.
Yeah, we can't take that away from him.
No, nobody's taking it away from him. I'm not taking it away from him. But you got to give credit in some other areas of the football team.
Yeah, Carson Wentz, I'm worried about him. I don't know if we're going to keep him for 3 years, honestly, because he's just not the same player.
He's not the same player for how many games did he play this year? What did he do last year? He was the MVP of the league. Come on.
He was great last year.
Stop. Stop. I mean, it's just you people talk about him like he's nothing, like he's trash, like he's a nobody, like he's one of the other stiff quarterbacks in the NFL. Don't forget what he did. He was phenomenal. He was phenomenal. And by him not playing, maybe his knee is, well, not maybe, his knee has gotten stronger, which that may not have been totally at 100%. Not only is his knee stronger, I mean, he had some other issues. The team had issues. Now, stop. People just got to relax. And Nick Foles will always be legendary in Eagles football history. There's no question. But Carson Wentz is a very good quarterback. 888, I tell you, I can't believe how many people doubt him. And the Cowboys fans, boy, it would be absolutely unbearable if the Cowboys win. Unbearable. But that's why I think they're going to lose. 888-729-9494. On your AT&T service, on your cell phone, it's #9494. On Verizon, it's #9494 as well. We're at the Borgata, WIP Sports Time 835. left Chicago, and he's bound for New Orleans. Yeah, yeah. Jesus just left Chicago. ZZ Top. And they're headed to New Orleans. How did ZZ Top know to write that song? And it would be an Eagles story. And what would you think about, I mean, why would they go from Chicago to New Orleans when they wrote the song? Whatever. Jesus just went to Chicago. Or just left Chicago. And bound for New Orleans. And it was a prayer that the Eagles won the game, but it was a prayer that was answered. The Today Show, I thought, was a little over the top. I can't believe Cody Parkey actually went to New York to abuse. They're doing it like they're really sincere. And I thought Cody Parkey, the fact that he stepped out in front of it is fine, but I would have never done it because they don't care about Cody Parkey. They just care about the storyline. And the people in Chicago, they don't even care if they abuse him even more. Good guy. He missed it, but it was deemed by the NFL a block because it was touched by the Eagle defensive lineman, Hester. And before I go back to the phones, I just got to send my condolences to John Johnson, who was in mourning for an awful, brutal, terrible, disgraceful Sixers loss. And isn't it nice that you get a guy like Ben Simmons, and just because Embiid didn't play, shouldn't have to play in that game. I thought you had Ben Simmons. All that triple-double nonsense, what did that get you? 69 points scored by Atlanta in the second half. That is disgraceful. It was terrible. Triple doubles are a joke. I don't need Ben Simmons to tell me the team was soft, because there's a lot of times that he doesn't play defense well. And he was minus 12 last night. Sixers bench, those were the guys that had the plus numbers. And every starter for Atlanta was on the plus side. And it was only a 2-point game. But every starter on the Atlanta team was on the plus side and the plus minus. That's disgraceful. That is just flat out disgraceful. But this team, I don't know how they're going to improve defensively. I just can't see it with the players they have. Well, but they've won without him before. Against Atlanta, what did Atlanta win, 12 games? Washington, I'll give Washington that game a pass. Because when you play a team back-to-back on back-to-back nights, it's really hard for the team that won the first game to win the second game. The NBA's done that more than a few times this year, and that's not fair and that's not right. So I'll give them a pass on the Washington game, but I won't give them a pass on the Atlanta game. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll double-double you to death, and they better win double-doubles or triple-doubles or all that nonsense. Everybody gets them anymore. Somebody else got his first one last night. I forget who it was. I saw it from one of the other teams. I'll tell you, Doncic is, wow, what a player. Would you trade Ben Simmons for Doncic right now? Okay, I'm done. You dope. All right, thanks, John. John Johnson in mourning today because his Sixers lost. David, you're on WIP.
Morning, King.
How are you?
I just wanted to comment on everyone talking about how the Eagles are going to have to play a perfect game, and I think the Saints have to do a lot of the same. I think our cornerbacks are due for a couple interceptions, balls they've been dropping. I think it's going to be a lot closer, which helps the Eagles. You say the blowout's not relevant, but when a team on the sideline sees that they're not blowing out a team they should, they lose optimism. They lose hope. I hope we see some, you know, Eli faces on that sideline.
Well, I don't know if they're due, but they're playing well enough to get interceptions. So that it's like flipping a coin. It's still 50% each time you flip the coin. So
there are wide receivers that can't catch.
Who's got wide receivers that can't catch?
No, I said cornerbacks are usually wide receivers that can't catch. That's why they're on that side of the ball.
I don't know about that. It's a mentality thing. There's some players on the Eagles that can catch the ball. Avante Maddox is he got beat a couple times last week. Yeah.
Other point, you root for the Eagles on Sunday and whoever's playing the Cowboys. So I don't want to see them go any further.
Right, I agree with that. People that want to see the Cowboys win so the Eagles can play them, that's just ridiculous. You want to see the Cowboys lose. Lose.
That's right. Have a wonderful day, Howard.
All right, David. Take care. You have a great day. Take care. Let's go on to Frank. Frank, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning. How you doing?
No, I've never had a bad day in my life. I got a little first time in 15 years I've gotten a cold. It's amazing because everybody's got colds and I'm around them all the time. I've taken Emergen-C, that powder. I put it in my water each day, and I have not had a cold for 15 years. This is the first time. I just can't fight it. There's so many people around you with colds. Other than that, I'm great.
That's good. Hey, you had me cracking up when you told that guy when he said, well, I just feel like the Eagles and the Cowboys are going to play. You said, well, take something for it. I'll tell you what, that was a good laugh. Like this last caller, I've been hearing the same thing all week because, that's how I keep up to date with the sports. I live in Florida now, so I listen to the app, on radio.com.
That's great.
Yeah, and here's the thing. See, I fix toilets for a living. So, like, when Doug decides to put Vitae in instead of Wisniewski, I kind of understand that man does this for a living. And I think a lot of times as Philadelphia sports fans, we forget that. We're so opinionated. But we forget that, we fix toilets, that we are accountants, that we are this or that, and we're not professional coaches, And I wanted to ask you. I need something to get me believing, okay? Because, I've been an Eagles fan for 38 years, since 1980, when they went to the Super Bowl for the first time. I was 10 years old.
Yep.
And ever since then, I had my heart broken year after year after year until last year, which was one of the most unbelievable feelings I've ever felt, was being, a fan of a Super Bowl champion team.
I don't know that can ever be duplicated either. Even if they win a Super Bowl again this year or the next time they win it, the first one is always the best one.
Yeah, well, that's just like with a woman, too. Your first one is always,
I don't know
about
that. Most
of the times, you're not going to beat that. But I just I'm having a hard time buying into, and maybe it's because I'm not there in Philly right now, but I'm having a hard time buying into this, oh, we're going to go in there. We're going to beat them.
Here's what I'll tell you, Frank. By the way, what's the temperature in Jacksonville right now?
I think it's like 63 degrees.
Yeah, it's like 20-something or 30 here.
That's why I moved.
Yeah, right. And Jacksonville's not the warmest place in Florida, but it is.
No, it's
warmer. Yeah, it's warmer than here. But anyway, here's what I'll tell you.
All right.
This team, I don't know if they're as loose as I've ever seen them, but they're relaxed. Doug Peterson, one of his messages the last 2 weeks, and I'm sure he's done it before, he tells those guys to have fun. They were dancing in the third. The defensive line guys were dancing in the third quarter. That game wasn't over last week. So in the third quarter, they're relaxed. They feel confident. They're playing well. They're playing the best that they've played all year. So there's a lot of good things. Yeah, there's a lot of good things going in this game. The only negative, and I don't consider playing New Orleans a negative just because they're a tough team, is you're playing on the road. But as far as the Eagles in the division game, and normally the home teams win those games, but they're relaxed and they're having fun, and they believe. Some players tell you they believe, but they don't. These guys believe.
Right. Well, see, here's the thing, too, though. The one key thing that I'm worried about is how inexperienced the secondary is and how much of it's inexperienced. Because I forget the guy, but the one guy last week, he bit like two or three times on a pump fake. And you know, I'm really I can see they're tackling better, they're covering
okay,
better.
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you.
Schemes better.
Yeah, I mean, guys make mistakes. Just relax. Yeah. Just relax. Just relax. Just relax. Tom, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
Hey, man, you know the other interesting thing about that ZZ Top song is the next line that you didn't get a chance to play was, muddy water to wine, but then he headed out to California through the forest of pines. And, I mean, hey, if we can pull it off in the Rams.
I bet ZZ Top writing that, and that song was from 1980. And how apropos it is right now, and it could be going forward for the Eagles. Yeah, and they talking about going to the pines of California.
Yeah, how amazing is that? That'd be something, huh? Hey, I real quick, I wanted to ask you a question. I just saw a tweet that is kind of going around this morning from a gentleman named Al Thompson. He's at Thompson and then the three I's.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, he says from a family inside source that there's a possibility that Jason Kelce may retire at the end of the season. Have you heard anything about that?
No. And here's what I'll tell you. Players are so beat up, and Jason Kelce's been beat up. I think when you get later in your career and you're going through a tough season, there's many players that say, you know what, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know
right.
if I can do this anymore. Now,
well, you know,
in Jason Kelce's situation, he's still a very good football player, and other players who think about it, like Chris Long last year, thought last year was his last year. And then you think about it more, and then you think about it, and you say, you know what, I'm going to come back again. So you've got to separate yourself from the season, and I think that's what and Jason Kelce's not the only one. As much as he's been through, as many injuries as he's had, and he's had a few injuries this year, it's tough. And it's tough right now to play those games. But when you take time to think about it, you know, he's not the only one. I'm sure he has thought about it. But I'm sure other players have thought about it as well. So he's still got football left him. And the thing that, the players, once they retire, when they're at the end, towards the end of their career, they're not coming back. So you got to realize, do I want to give it everything I've got and play as long as I have skills? And that's what you got to separate yourself from playing what is a grueling, grueling game and physically demanding. And I'm sure Jason's been through a lot. Yeah, could. Is he thinking about it? I'm sure he is, but I'm sure that other people are on the team are doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing. It's a very, very difficult game to play. WIP, I'm Howard Eskin. Two dopes coming up. It will be dope radio, but we'll deal with it. WIP, I won't tell you who they are. WIP Sports Time is now 8:55. '94 WIP, and who would have thought that we're talking about playoff weekend? Who would have thought this 2 months ago? Playoff weekend for the Eagles, one of the best teams in the playoffs right now. And the tough part for them, they have to play on the road. Charlie, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Hey, just wanted to see if you're going to ante up at the church this year. I know last year your wife gave you the elbow and you put a little extra in the basket and we won the Super Bowl.
Is that what I did?
Yeah, you don't remember?
No. I donate to a lot of things, but I don't remember, no.
Yeah, it was a big thing, and you put a little extra in there, and we ended up winning the Super Bowl, and that was a great thing. Each week we beat the Falcons, and then it was so much, then you put it a little extra in there when we beat the Vikings.
What church?
The church you went to. You can't remember what church it was, but you were there.
Yeah, well,
you actually went to the service, and I can't
really
think of the church. Yeah.
Well, I don't go to church, so if I went, unfortunately, it may have been a funeral.
No, you replay from a year ago, and you'll see.
Okay.
You were there, bud.
Whatever. I donate to a lot of things, but...
I know you do, Howard. You're a great guy.
Okay.
Go All Birds, right. And I hope Kelsey stays healthy. And I
well,
hope
he's healthier now. Up. He's healthier now than he has been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being the... not having no breaks and, being on the road, it takes a toll on the whole team. So I just hope that everybody can stay healthy and have a good game.
Well, you're not alone. You're not alone. I'm trying to remember. I don't go to church. But if I donated because I was in a church, I may have done that. I know when I will say this, when I'm in New York, and I can't remember the last time I've been in New York City, if I stop in to St. Patrick's Cathedral, I will make a I will light a candle, obviously, and you make a donation. But I do that for a lot of reasons. I can't remember being in a church. All right, dope time comes now, and that would be Lamont. Your team's losing there, big guy.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Howard. Good morning, Mr. Eskin, however you want to say it. And I think the guy
Howard's fine.
Angelo going to church. Angelo went to church last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with Shirley. Yeah, but Eskin.
Yes,
it's
me.
You hear the fat lady singing already?
For the Cowboys?
No, for your team. Your team is gone.
The fat lady will be singing at halftime for the Cowboys.
Man, it's over. The party's over this week.
Is that right?
It's done.
Okay.
They're done. Okay. Hey, listen, Howard, let me tell you something. They're going to play tough, though, this time, Howard.
They are?
They're going to give it a go at it, but...
Oh, really?
I think with... Yeah,
that encouragement, that encouragement's important coming from you,
hey, listen,
you
I'm
dope.
I'm going to take the 7 points, but they're going to lose by... Good. They're going to lose by six, maybe five. But they're losing today, though.
Who? The Cowboys?
Cowboys advancing. My team is going to advance this week. So,
okay.
And then we'll play... what's the name for the playoff? We'll probably lose the next round. But that's all right, though.
They're not going to win
Cowboys
this game.
Cowboys win a division in 2 years. I mean, win a Super Bowl in 2 years.
They will not win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott.
And you'll be back on our thing again.
No.
Be back on our team, Howard.
No. No. They have a quarterback. It's mediocre. They have a head coach who's a wonderful human being, a terrific guy, but he's not a good head coach.
We won't hit Kelsey running around.
They got an owner that's clueless. He's great. How about the owner's? The owner's great. He just bought a $250 million yacht. He only paid $110 million for the Cowboys.
He deserve it, Howard. He deserve it.
What the hell is he going to do on that yacht? He's got a party bus, and now he's got a yacht. It's unbelievable.
Worried about a camera. Worried about movie theaters and stuff like that, like Lori do.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You know it, Howard.
You're a dope.
Hey, Howard.
Yeah.
Howard, you going to the game this week?
Yeah, I'm leaving this afternoon.
All right, because I'm saying usually be gone by now.
We leave the day before. I'll be on the sidelines. I'll be on the sidelines.
Yeah, but you ain't you're gonna wear
and
your,
at that point, and at that point,
wearing?
Now the Cowboys play today, right?
Yeah.
At that point, the Eagles will be when they win. They will be playing Los Angeles.
Oh yeah. Okay.
There you got it. See, you're all dope. You agree with me? Dope. We go from one extreme to the other, and the Honorable Congressman Bob Brady, and boy, this is extreme going from him to you, Bob. You're on the
How you doing?
You're on the good side of the level. Yeah. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good too, Howard. I got I agree. Well, I tell you, this team has got the character. It's a reflection on the coach. It's a reflection on the owner. You know, we go down there all the time. They feed everybody. They're just, this is a class organization. And their backs are up against the wall. I mean, they're battle-tested. And like you said, anything can happen. Anything can happen, you know. And I think it's all going to be good because they deserve it. The owner deserves it. And without question, the coach deserves it. All he went through and then, you know, a nice repeat would really be good. But, Howard, I want to say one thing that people don't know. And I heard a little bit about this guy talking about you going to church. It's like, I don't want to be in the church when you go in it because I have to watch the ceiling, you know, and be careful.
Oh, okay. All right.
But hey, you do more things with, just an example, autism. you raise more money for autism every year than anybody. And I contribute a little bit. I want to contribute a lot. But, you know, and that's a side of you that people don't know and probably don't even believe. But you do a great job with that, helping people with the charities. You use the microphone. You use that platform that you have on the radio. You talk about it. You text everybody. You kill me with text. You kill me with emails. And everybody else for autism, for a good cause. Howard, you're a good man, regardless of what...
regardless of what everybody says, right?
No, I ain't saying that. You get mad at me. You got mad at me last week. I don't want you mad at me.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
You know, I'm many good people. I'm many good friends. But you're a good man. You keep on doing what you're doing. I got to tell you, you're knowledgeable. I like to fight with you a little bit, but you're knowledgeable.
That's all right. Well, the Eagles have to play close to the perfect game this week, and they can. I mean, they obviously are playing at a level to be able to do that. And if they play, nobody plays a perfect game because there's always a mistake. But if they play close to the perfect game, they'll win this football game.
I think so, too. And I think that they should win the football game because they got the character to be able to do that. You know?
Yeah,
you bringing back the muffins?
The muffins will be on the trip. Yeah, the day. So I can't change. It's kind of like the superstition now. The best muffins in America come from the Borgata.
You talk about superstition. I got a call yesterday from the coach. Says I got to be there on Wednesday because I go down and when I'm free, and I'm free a little bit now, every Wednesday. So they're superstitious. I was down the last Wednesday. I saw you the Wednesday before that. I saw you. And he needs me to come down this Wednesday because you know what that means.
That means they're playing. That's correct.
Right.
Well,
right.
The chocolate chip and blueberry muffins will be making the trip.
Travel safe, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All
right. Take care. Bob Brady. The best. They're absolutely the best muffins in America are here at the Borgata. Absolutely the best muffins in America. The pastry chef here at the Borgata is a former White House pastry chef under George Bush. The best muffins in America. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard, what's happening, buddy? I haven't talked to you in a while.
You tell me.
The game tomorrow is the main thing happening, obviously.
Yep.
Hey, I do want to say to you, Howard, do you ever read your text board anymore?
Do I read it?
Yeah.
You mean at the station?
No, I don't mean on air. I know that went away. I mean, do you ever just glance at it when you're bored enough to see what's going on with the callers, if somebody texts you?
Well, they don't text me. They don't text me. They text the station.
Yeah, I got you. All right, so you on site today? That's right, you're at the Bugatti. You just said it.
Yeah, I don't see him. Yeah.
I'm getting to you a little late today.
Well, what was your text? What was your text?
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What was your text? Did you send a text?
I got a request for you. You'll hear about somebody. Don't worry about it. I don't want to talk about it on here. It's no big deal. It just pertains to me.
Okay.
I need a favor from you since I'm a longtime caller. That's the credit I always give you, Howard. You must be doing something right to be on for how long? 30 years, brother, I'm going to guess?
It's over that.
Yeah,
I went on WIP, the first sports talk show in 1986.
Right. All right, there you go. I would guess there, yeah. 32, there you go. Yeah, do you know we used to love to hate you on a whole back in the day?
It's all right.
When you loved Jimmy.
That's
all
right.
And you hated Penn State.
That was
we
just
loved
a short. Well, first of all, Penn State, until they get rid of that coach, they're not going anywhere. And what happened with under the Paterno time with Sandusky was obviously disgraceful. But, Joe Paterno was a great coach. He ruined his legacy by allowing that to go on. But I don't want to get into that. But the coach they have now, James Franklin, is a flat-out fraud. And as long as they have him as a coach, well, I do. He's not a good coach.
How about
coach.
The guy who ran out on Temple, Howard? You want to talk about frauds? What the hell was that?
What's that?
Who ran out on Temple.
Well, yeah,
he gave a speech, and he left.
Well, yeah, the point is, he eventually wanted to get the Miami job. Never knew it was going to open up after he took the job. It's not good for Temple, but I understand why Diaz left. I do understand.
I understand it, too, but Howard, let me get to this. I'm guessing you're going to probably agree with me.
You actually called about Jim Schwartz. Did you call about Jim Schwartz?
Yes. Who cares about that right now? But listen to me.
No, I do. I do.
I'll get to it.
You don't have time to get to it. Get to it now.
All right. Now, I know you want to hammer me on saying that what's in there. I know what you're going to do. You're going to tell me that this quarterback, Drew Brees, you can't blitz. And I'm totally going to disagree with you because I'm going to tell you right now, you've got a buddy Ryan blitz, the guy you hate too, the guy why we hated you for that too. You've got to send 6 or 7, not 5. I don't want to hear about it in stats. For only sending 5 against him. I know he's going to kill that. So tell Schwartzy when you get down there, blitz six or seven or eight sometimes. Okay. Get to the guy. You got to pressure great quarterback. That's the only way Brady loses. That's the only way Breed loses is if you pressure them.
And where did you coach?
Does that matter? I think.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But come on now. Come on now. All right. Go from Adrian. What were you doing? Not paying attention before?
Hey, listen, Howard, that was moron or moron. Jim's a moron and you's a moron. Hey, look, you ain't got to worry about asking the question, should I wear my fry? It's indoors this week, Howard. You ain't got to wear the stinking fry.
Don't you think I know that, you nitwit?
Hey, look, that's not bonus series, on a serious note. I don't know, man. The Sixers give up too many points.
69 points in the second half against a horrible team. Disgraceful. They're not a good defensive team.
Everybody, with Embiid in there, without Embiid, it don't even matter. They don't have a team scheme of defense. They got to have a team scheme of defense. Like, I don't know what Brett Brown is doing, man, but this defense is atrocious. And the defense is bad, and they turn over the ball 15 times a game. I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't think he's the right coach for these guys. He has too many different kind of personalities on this team. But I'm the coach of this team. He's just not the guy for this team.
Okay. And now you're a Sixers expert.
I mean, hey, look, I'm a basketball guy.
They don't have the right player. They don't have the right players either.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
they're not as good a team as they were last year.
Last year they had a lot of shooters. This year they don't have a lot of shooters.
Yeah, they miss Ilyasova and Bellinelli. They should have kept one of them.
In the world you get rid of Ilyasova and for all these stiffs they got that they left. There's a bunch of stiffs down there. All these big guys are stiffs. If something happens to Embiid, we'll lose to Atlanta 9 out of 10 times. Like, come on, we let a rookie just destroy us last night. It's unbelievable. But I don't know, man. I can't see this Brett Brown thing going too much further, man. Because if we don't end up in the Eastern Conference Finals this year, he might have to go.
Well, that's not going to happen unless there's some really, really interesting trades. And I don't know what they have to trade.
That's what I'm saying. They gave up everything they had to trade to get Butler. So, I mean, they ain't going
to
get
to me, Covington and Dario Saric aren't that big a deal.
Yeah, I mean, they're not that big a deal, but they play good. They play good in our scheme.
Saric, I don't even know how many minutes Saric gets with Minnesota.
That's what I'm saying. You hear nothing about Saric, and you barely hear anything about Covington.
Well, you don't hear anything about Minnesota either. You don't hear anything about
Minnesota. Yeah,
Minnesota
is horrible. But
well, now they actually got better. I mean, they actually got better.
Well, Derrick Rose got better. That's what happened.
Who?
Derrick Rose got better. That's what happened. They got a bunch of stiffs on there. Wiggins is a stiff. I would have never gave him all that money. I mean, what you give him all that money for? He ain't never showed that he's a.
That's the problem with the NBA. When you have good players, and they may not be the best, but you've got to keep them.
All right, let me give you my football picks. Let me give you my football picks. I like the Eagles. I like the Eagles to win.
Just to let you know before we move on, Dario Saric, last night. Played 19 minutes, had no points, 0-for-5.
Whoa, man, he had less points than the dead, man. You had more points than him, Howard?
No, I had as many points as he did. All right, what were you going to say so I can get out of here? What are you going to say?
So I like the Eagles. I think the Eagles will win. The reason I think the Eagles will win because I think the defense is going to show up, and I just think Nick Foles is just going to shred that.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you think the defense has shown up in the last six games? Where have you been?
No, well, hey, Howard, listen, man. The ball went down there and put them in field goal range to win the game. So, you know what I mean?
But the kickoff was bad. The kickoff and the special teams didn't have good coverage. That was a problem, too.
Yeah,
Don't ignore that fact.
That's a problem, too. But I like the Eagles because I just think the defense is going to show up way better than they did the last time. I think Nick Foles is going to just – this is going to be a shootout. I think Nick Foles is just going to shred them.
Okay. By the way, who do the Giants play this weekend?
Hey, come on, Albert. Let me just talk about my football picks. You always want to get sarcastic all the time. That's why I use a weasel.
But you're a Giants fan. How are they doing?
We're out just like that spun jacket.
Okay. And you know what? What happens if Nick Foles goes there next year? That's the only thing that would annoy Eagles fans. And the head coach, you know, Eli, they can't ever win with Eli Manning. 94, WIP, 888-729-9494. On the AT&T service that I've used for a long time, that a lot of you use, just #9494 is the number, and on Verizon, #9494. I'm Howard Eskin here at the Borgata, where you can make a wager on not just the pro games, obviously college basketball, hockey. I don't think many people bet hockey, but whatever, it's all here. 94 WIP, the time now is 9:18. WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. We had played a song earlier from ZZ Top. Phil, get that song up again, because I know we don't play that going into Mark Lawrence. So play that for people that didn't hear Jesus Just Left for Chicago. If you get that. Somebody actually tweeted it. It's so apropos for the Eagles. Yeah, yeah.
Working from one end to the other.
And all the points in between. Took a jump to the Mississippi.
Took a dive to Mississippi.
Well, muddy water turned to wine. Took a jump to Mississippi. Muddy water turned to wine. Yeah, yeah. Here's the best part. Then out to California.
Then out to California.
Through the forests and the pines. That's where they're going after this. ZZ Top. Back in 1980. How did ZZ Top know? 30-some years later. All right, let's go to Rob. You're on WIP. Yo, Rob.
Yo, Howard.
I'm sorry, did I wake you?
Good morning, buddy. No.
Good morning.
Listen, before I get to my Eagles point, got a question. Could we franchise Bowles? And then even if we weren't going to keep him, and then, you know, if somebody signed him or trade him, then we'd get something in return.
Now, here's the way I understand it. They could franchise him. Now, right. He doesn't have to sign that, right. That franchise tag, and then you're stuck if they play hardball with the agent, which they won't do. The right. Agent's going to want to go where he wants to go. So I can see the Eagles talking to the agent after the season and say, listen, find yourself a deal. We're going to franchise Nick. I don't know when that date is. We're going to franchise him and find yourself a deal, team you want to go to, and we're going to try to work something out. Because nice. They could play hard, but if it's the Eagles have to work out, they have to take whatever that team's going to give them. Because... Right. The Eagles can't be stuck with Nick Foles. They could be stuck with Nick Foles, but not with a franchise tag and not with that kind of money. That's over $25
million. Right.
So they have to okay. They have to take whatever that team. The agent's going to want to go, and Nick's going to want to go where he wants to go. So he's got all the leverage. He's got okay. all the leverage.
Now, Howard, I kind of agree with that one caller that called about you know, we got to switch it up. Well, what we did last time, now, I grant it, different team, different quarterback. All
totally different.
Charge, got it.
Totally different.
I got that, Howard. But here's the thing. Just like, you know what? We got to switch things up. You got to wear the fur coat down in New Orleans.
No, it's a when dumb stadium. It's warm. It's 60 degrees. I can't wear the fur coat. Oh, I'm sorry. I hung up. Did I hang up on him? Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Rob. No, you can't wear the fur coat. It's just
Howard,
it's inappropriate.
Listen, no, you wear the fur coat.
No, I wore it last week.
You're switching things up.
I didn't switch. No, I don't.
They have to bring the blitz. They have to.
Stop. Give Jim Schwartz some credit, will you?
Howard, you're going to sit back and let Drew Brees pick apart.
No, you got to get your defensive four have to get pressure. Drew Brees is amazing against the blitz. Amazing.
But Howard, they didn't get pressure last time. I rewatched the game.
Well, it didn't matter because they weren't the same team. They weren't the same team. Their defensive line is better. Jernigan's back. It gives him a little bit of a rotation. No. Let Jim Schwartz.
Okay.
Let Jim Schwartz do his job.
All right. I'm glad you have more. One more thing, Howard. Teeters. Do you take a flyer on him one more year, or I really like this Australian.
He's actually graded. Well, yeah, but he's not ready to start. Peters is actually graded out very well, but he's been injured the whole year. That will be an interesting situation because he can't get paid what he's getting paid. But I think they want to bring him back, but they don't want to bring him back at a big number. I don't know what his number is, but not at a big number. Vince, you're on WIP.
Hey, morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Howard, I've listened to you for, I don't know, how long have you been doing this, 30 years? Seems like I've been listening for 30 years.
Well, I went on the air doing talk radio in 1979. At an FM station, and then in 86... 82, I went to television, and I've been doing TV and radio since 82. But WIP did the first sports talk show in 86.
Right. So that was about, so anyway, I'm a physician. I called you before about your transformational personality, which I appreciate it. But you still call people dope from time to time. So I guess
you might just be a dope.
I could be. That's what I mean. So anyway, Colin, I'm not a recent bandwagon jumper on for Foles. I've just loved Foles all the way back, and I've tried. I don't want to get into a Foles-Wentz argument because
There's no way you can't love Nick Foles.
Yeah. So, and I'm looking at it really from an aspect of more emotionally, which is part of it. But to me, it's really his accuracy which sets him apart. I mean, I love Cunningham. I love Jaworski. McNabb. He was a good quarterback. Threw the ball into the ground. But the accuracy is what is and not too much to get into with Wentz thing, but that allows him to get rid of the ball quicker because he has a much smaller window opportunity to throw that. But if you are highly accurate, you have to be like Wentz or anybody else in a moment who has to extend the play or scramble or do whatever. He has that moment where he can see a very small window, like when he threw that ball to Golden Tate. And I think technically, that is what sets him apart, is his superior accuracy, which all these records he set, so on, 25, you know, passes in a row.
Done a great job.
That allows him, huh?
He's done a great job.
Yeah, and that is what allows him. So that is, and I, of course, I think he can beat the Saints. I think he can beat anybody. I think, because I'm crazy about it. But it's really amazing. And the accuracy comes from his calmness, I guess. But I don't know. Where that comes, that is his natural ability, and that is just, when you see him throw that ball, that flea flickery through, and they throw a slow motion spiral.
Yeah, you're going
back.
Okay.
Right. I mean, in the Minnesota,
you're getting you're getting caught up in it, I understand.
But I mean, just technically, I don't know if you agree. What makes him so great is it is calm. It is an amazing accuracy, and I don't know.
What has helped him become very good is he's calm. He's loose. He understands. He does so many things well. No question.
And he talks about this body language thing, which he reads people. I don't know. That's like
everybody. I mean, you're getting carried away. Come on now.
All right.
Just relax. Chris, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Yeah, hi. I wanted to share my take on the Saints go marching in. I did an Eagles go marching in instead.
Go ahead. Make it quick. Right. Make it quick. We'll see if this works.
It's when the Eagles go marching in. Oh, when the Eagles go marching in.
You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me.
Oh, I won't.
Okay. What was it? The Bong Show or the...
when the Eagles...
Bong Show. Bong. What? The Gong Show. No, the Gong Show. Chuck, what's happening?
My Lord, I got to follow that. I thought I earned a slightly higher status by this time. Gee, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Solve the debate. You've been to Nashville, Tennessee?
Yeah, a long time ago I was.
Bourbon Street versus Nashville.
Actually, no. Well, this year I was in Nashville. What am I saying?
Okay.
It was this year.
Bourbon Street versus Nashville. Better party place. Which one?
Nashville.
Nashville.
I like Nashville better because it's cleaner.
That's what my future son-in-law, the dean, said. Cleaner. That's exactly
cleaner.
What he said.
Cleaner.
All right. Let's,
yes.
Four dogs. Which dog do you like the most tomorrow of the four dogs?
I like the Chargers, and it's the wrong one to take because they went West Coast, East Coast. I don't care about the weather because they're not a dome team.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I like the Chargers. I mean, I like the Eagles. I think the Eagles game is really tough. Whoever has the ball last.
It is.
But there's no way you give up those points. You got to take the points. But I think the Chargers can win the game. And it's the logic and history tells you there's no way. There's just something about the Chargers.
How about India, Marty? You trust them?
No, dome team outside, and it's going to be cold. Cold.
Well, we agree. So last week I have to take my daughter to the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I think it's going to be a wide-open trip. I get to Gate A in Philadelphia, and you can't move. There's gridlock for like 30 minutes. We got to go to Gate E. I say to my wife, what's going on at 6 o'clock in the morning where you can't get through?
Eagles fans, right?
Eagles fans are unbelievable the way they support that team. I got to tell you something. It's off the grid. I want to invest my money like the Eagles fans invest their money because I'll tell you what, they travel. It doesn't matter where the game is. They're going to lend their support. And I'll tell you, if we win this game, we may have more fans than the other team at the next game because they travel that well. It's impressive, you know?
Yeah, and L.A., and I'm assuming it's going to be L.A., it's much easier to get tickets.
Much easier. Chad says, Happy New Year. And my last comment is 42 days to spring training. I want you to get locked and loaded, get pumped for spring training. Okay?
It's less than that. Pitchers and catchers, first workouts, February 13th. February 13th. So I'll give you an update.
We'll start talking analytics at that point.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. All right, genius. All right, talk to you. I can't wait to talk analytics. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Couple of quick questions for you. What contract did Foles sign when he went to the Rams? That was a big contract, wasn't it?
I don't believe so.
Oh, it wasn't? So
no, yeah, because he was traded.
He was traded, yeah, but didn't he sign there with them at a pretty big contract, like a three-year contract?
I don't. He may have, but I don't know what pretty big is anymore. They're all big.
Yeah, I know. My point is, 3 years ago, he wanted to be out of football. Right?
Yeah, he thought about
it. He thought about it. He had to get convinced to come back in to play football. Now, he's on the sidelines, and he wins the Super Bowl, backup quarterback. Family likes it here. Why do we all keep on saying he's going to leave? Do you think he'll stay for a backup contract?
Stop. He wants to be a starter, and he will not be a starter here. You know, he's towards the end of his career.
Right.
I mean, he might have 5 or 6 years left, but that's just the goal. When you're a professional athlete, your desire. And money doesn't drive him, so that's not the determining factor. But he'll get a lot of it. But he wants to be a starter and go to a team that plays the kind of offense that he wants to play, and he wants to be a starter. It's just not happening. Stop. You're just driving yourself. Enjoy the moment.
him, Howard, but it's not the money, like you said, that's motivating him.
Yeah, but you know? Starting, he's going to have to start, and you're not going to have two quarterbacks fighting it out in camp. That does no good for the team. It ain't happening. Enjoy the moment. Kurt, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you today?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
Good. Hey, I just saw a report on Twitter, and I don't know this guy real well.
I know somebody. Yeah, somebody else called. Somebody else called.
Is there anything to it? I mean, Jason.
Here's what I'll tell you. Chris Long thought about retiring after last season. And because the game is so grueling, you've played a lot of years. Jason Kelce has had injuries this year. Yeah, has he thought about it? I'm sure he has. But in the end, when you separate yourself from the physicality and from the pain you went through with playing hurt, from doing all those things, when you separate yourself from that and you give yourself time to think after, give yourself a month or two after football, then you... Things may change. Well, not may change. Things usually change. Mm-hmm. Chris Long came back. You know, would Kelce have enough money? He's very frugal. He hasn't spent a lot of money. But Jason Kelce is still a really good football player. And to leave before you've used all your ability is not something a lot of players like to do. But, yeah, in his mind, would he think, yeah, I've been beat up. You know, is it time to... You know, he's married, he's building a house here, he wants to enjoy life. Yes. Would he think about it? Yes. Would he retire in the end? No, I don't think so, but he's not the only one that I'm sure is thinking about it after this year. Football is a brutal, brutal sport. All right?
Yeah, he's played so well this year.
I know.
He's so mobile, and I would just hate to see it. He's a staple on the Eagles' offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, the players can't last forever, but he's still got... plenty left, I think, not in years, but in games left in the tank. All right, we'll come back with Mark Lawrence. We'll see what he thinks, and we have some time afterwards. We'll take some calls. I'm Howard Eskin at the Borgata. WIP Sports Time is 941. 94 WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. All right, let's take a look at the weekend football, which is just the pros. College is done. And for that, Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you this fine day?
I'm doing terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Getting ready to go to New Orleans this afternoon. All right, we'll save the Eagles, but let's take a look at today's game. The first game, I believe, is Indy at Kansas City. A dome team, I will say this, because I always like, and it's going to be cold there, dome team outside. What do you think?
Dome team outside, 3 in a row on the road for the Colts.
Yeah.
Kansas City in a nasty mood. Probably doesn't make the best recipe for success for Indianapolis today, but you do have, in this football game, the hottest team in, I think, the National Football League, in the Colts. They've won 10 of their last 11. More importantly, they've out-yarded 13 of the last 14 opponents. They're playing the best of anybody in the playoffs right now. And they're also really, really comfortable on this field at Arrowhead. They've won 7 of their last 8 games at Arrowhead, straight up and against the spread. Like I say, the biggest negative being 3 in a row on the road, which is a big hurdle for teams in the playoffs. We know the Chiefs haven't been the same since they let Kareem Hunt go. They're just 1-4 to the spread. And Andy Reid, you well know, he's really struggled in the postseason. At home in the playoffs, when his teams are out back-to-back wins, he's just 4-10 straight up into the spread, 0-6 at home. So bad numbers really on both sides of this football game here. But the bottom line to me, when push comes to shove, is you've got the hottest team in the National Football League as an underdog against a quarterback making his first start in the playoffs. That's really, really been troublesome this year. And, in fact, when they're at home, quarterbacks making their first starts, they're just 7-11 straight up and 4-14 to the spread. I'm going to play the Colts plus the points in this football game. I think the pressure is all on Kansas City.
All right. Now, the total, I think because of the weather and because of a dome team, I personally look at the under because it's a big number. Do you have an opinion on the total of that game?
I look at the under here as well. If you look at the way the Colts have been playing their football here of late, you know, they're not going out and playing smash-mouth football. They're playing good defense. They're the only team that's left in the playoffs that has a top-10 ranked defense. And I think it's the defense that's going to propel Indianapolis in this football game. It's certainly not going to be the defense that's going to help Kansas City in the game. But the combination of the pressure on Kansas City, the defense from the Colts, I think makes for a formula for an under in the football game.
All right, Dallas and the Rams.
Again, Dallas playing good football right now, the Rams not. And that's the common denominator of all four home teams playing this week. They're really in regression. They're not playing their best football. All road teams are playing their best football right now. That fits the mantra for the Dallas Cowboys here as well, although Dallas is choked like a dog in the playoffs, which we are all well aware of. They've lost seven straight playoff road games on the road in the playoffs. Going way back in my database, they're just 2-12 straight up. The Rams are playing a little bit better here coming down at the stretch. They want to cover their last two football games. The interesting thing here is you're taking a team from the NFC East and traveling out west to play on the site of an NFC West team. When you've done that, 10 of the last 11 times that teams have gone from the East to the West have lost those football games. And I don't see Dallas winning this football game here. If I had to play the game, I'd probably lean small to the Rams. But, again, it's another football game that in Dallas, I think they find ways more often not to choke than they do win football games. So my lean will be to the L.A. Rams in the contest.
All right, tomorrow the Chargers and the Patriots. And I can't get myself away from the Chargers. And the negative, obviously, is traveling back and forth twice from the West Coast to the East Coast and playing at one. But I can't get myself away from the Chargers, and I know you're not going to like that side.
No, I don't like the side. I like the way they're playing football. I mean, you know, they're playing as good as anybody right now. They and the Colts, you know, could have that argument who's playing the best football right now. Again, the travel factor for the Chargers, the three in a row on the road, which is a real huge negative. Also, winning as a wild card underdog and then now playing in this division round as an underdog. Those teams are just 11-43. What I don't like here specifically is it's West Coast to East Coast, back-to-back weeks for the Chargers. And I think I agree with you. I think they foolishly didn't stay east when they won that football game. They went back home, so it's going to only add to the travel. Tom Brady at home has been spectacular, as we all know, 19-3 straight up in his career at home in the playoffs. But when he's been in this price range as a favorite of 6 or less points, he's won 5 of 6 games straight up and to the number here. The thing that gets me more to the Patriots than anything in this game is the fact that teams who got beat in the last year as a favorite in the playoffs, who open up in the divisional round at home with rest, are 22-2. Straight up an 18-5 to the spread. That favors the Patriots in this football game. I think the travel is going to end up doing the Chargers and in the contest. I'm going to lean with the New England Patriots in the contest.
Well, that's not good for the Eagles, that last stat you just gave, because New Orleans, didn't New Orleans lose last year? Yeah, they lost to Minnesota last year. So, all right, so look at the Eagles game.
But they weren't favored, so that's the key.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
Go ahead.
No. So who do you like in the Eagles game? And I know there's a lot of numbers that go the other way.
Yeah, this is a game, just like we talked last week, you can make cases and sides for both football teams here. You've got 4 straight wins for the Eagles since Nick Foles has come along. They're basically playing with house money right now, are the Eagles. After they were 4-6 in the season, they find themselves 1 game away from being in the championship game. That's a lot of momentum to play with, and the team can come as loose and play as freely as they can and as good as they can. And they're playing with a healthy deck right now, a full deck of cards, and that's huge for this football team. We're seeing exactly what having healthy players means to the Philadelphia Eagles right now. Negative, obviously, 3 in a row on the road, 5 road games in 6 weeks. The Saints, the good thing for them is number 1 seeds of the NFC have been terrific in these division round games, 24-4 straight up and 18-10 to the spread. Really good that way. We all know Breeze and Peyton have not lost a game at home in the Superdome. They're 5-5 that particular way here. The thing that makes me concerned here is with the New Orleans Saints is the manner in which they smacked Philadelphia the first game here. And more importantly, they're laying more points now than they did the first time they played. And the first time they played, Philadelphia was a much healthier, better football team. New Orleans was playing certainly much better than they are right now. Bottom line to me, this game goes either way. I'm not surprised if either team wins this game. what I really like in the game is the over total in the contest. I think this game is a high-scoring football game here. And the makeup of that high scoring is the fact that when teams win games like the Eagles did last week and scored only 16 or fewer points, they tend to really fly over the total in their next playoff game. They come back to the norm offensively, and they kind of let loose a little bit defensively. So my side in this game is over, and I'm not surprised if either team wins this game.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll talk again next week and see if the Eagles are in fact, and if they play the Rams against either team because they're on the road, they'd be an underdog. But I remember the last time they played the Rams, it ended up at 14.5. It would probably be no more than 7 if they play them this time. Okay. All right. If people are interested in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 on the internet, playbook.com. And good information in the App Store, Playbook Cube. Mark, have a great week, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Howard, have a safe trip. Enjoy the game. Be well. Thanks.
All right, thanks. And I'm going to take one more call because Kathleen thinks she's got a way to help my cold. And
yes,
that's
I
why
do.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, get a big bowl of soup, put over a teaspoon of crushed red peppers in it, and your cold will be gone in 20 minutes.
Will I be allowed to, will I be on fire?
Oh, no, it's just going to sweat it right out of you. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I tell you, I've been pretty good with emergency. I haven't had a cold in 15 years.
Oh, I know. But this crushed red pepper keeps me from ever getting sick.
Crushed red pepper. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have that tonight.
No, do it now. Do it now, and it'll be gone before you get on the plane.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
All right. And I had that leprechaun joke when you tell me you beat the cold.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Have
see you later.
Safe trip. All right.
Bye-bye. Chicken soup with crushed red pepper. What an interesting, I'm going to have to try and do it. 94 WIP, Dave Breitmeyer was here screwing things up. Back at the studio is Phil Jackson. And everybody have a great weekend. I will see you tomorrow on TV from New Orleans on Fox 29 Game Day Live. I will be with Merle and Mike from the Superdome tomorrow afternoon for Eagles football. And it is a tough game, but I will say this, and I've said it during the week. I'll give you a Sopranos, and it goes to black. Whoever has the football last will win the game. And if the Eagles have it last, more legend for Nick Foles. Everybody have a great, like I said, a great weekend, a safe weekend. Try to stay warm, a little warmer in New Orleans where they have a lot of hot peppery food. So I'll get some red pepper there. 94 WIP, WIP, and Glenn and Ray are next. WIP Sports Time 957.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.